And then what I want you to do is carve out 30 minutes, maybe today, maybe over the weekend, and think about your past 2 years. I want you to write down the mishaps that have been disguised as sneaky distractions. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis, how are you? Oh my gosh, I am so excited. Can you feel it in my voice? I want to talk to you about something. Honey, let me tell you, you really want to get in a space where you can feel this message today. Today, we are talking about being cautious of mishaps disguised as sneaky distractions. Hey, you better find a microphone and drop it, but I can't drop this microphone because you guys would be like, your ears would be clinging. Now, I want to share this with you because, hey, ladies, do you realize that distractions are everywhere? And guess what we get to do about it? We get to control it. Oh, did you hear me? We get to decide. You heard me talk about we are in control. We get to decide in previous podcasts. And some of you are still stuck on the fact that you don't get to eat breakfast food at dinner. You're like, what? Well, because some people are so tightly bound that they realize that eating eggs for dinner, you will not be charged with a sin, okay? You can do whatever you like. You can do whatever you like. So listen, ladies, we get to control the distractions that seem to pop up in our lives. And this is what I want to talk about today. And the reason is because oftentimes we will say yes to something. Either we want to say yes to a new diet plan, which I'm not a fan of diet plans. I'm a fan of having a new lifestyle, right? Or we say, oh, I'm going to read a book, or I'm going to write a book, or you name it. Whatever it is that you say you want to do new, it's a new year, a new you, all the things. And then all of a sudden, we have a mishap that happens, but it's actually a distraction. So how do you balance the mishap and the distraction? I have a formula for you. So I want to share it with a story because you know I love stories. And I want to give you some ideas and some things to consider as you're going through your life when you decide you want to do something new and a mishap happens. Okay, so what's a mishap for me? Well, right when I said that I was going to do this big launch with the Rise Advocates Academy, as you've heard me talk about, I got a call from my mom that said that she needed to go to the hospital. And kid you not, I was right in the middle of this launch, which means that I was getting all of the people prepared to take this class. And of course, this is my mama. And you know, I'm dropping everything in order for me to take care of my mom. It is a non-negotiable taking care of my mama. How many of you guys have non-negotiables? Doesn't matter what it is. I'm going to be there. Some of you guys have your phone on do not disturb, but you have two or three people who you let in that are above the do not disturb. That's what I'm talking about. Those are the non-negotiables. So, of course, I took my mom to the hospital, and she was in very critical condition. And I'm happy to say right away, okay, as timestamp of this podcast, this is 2024, that my mom is good. But it was a very, very difficult time. And what I began to do when I was sitting in the hospital, I began to think about, it seems that every single time I got focused on doing something, it seemed like something happened, right? Have you guys ever done that? Right when you're getting ready to do something you think is pretty awesome, something comes in your path. And for me, like, I was supposed to be on In Living Color and be Jennifer Lopez and be one of the dancers. I know, distracted, right? Like, I had to tell you that because it's a true story. I literally felt like I was going to be on this old show called In Living Color, and Jennifer Lopez was one of the dancers. I was going to be the dancer. Then all of a sudden, this huge, huge distraction happened, and it deterred me from going down that path. And I went to, you know, law school instead. And so, you know, and some of you might be thinking, well, how do you know it's a distraction, this mishap? How do you know it's a distraction? Maybe it's God turning you to tell you to go this way, or maybe you just, it's not the right time. And honestly, I will not deny the thought that there are times when we need to pay attention to know, is this God? Is it me? Is it some other force, higher power that's pushing me or pulling me to do a certain kind of thing? All I know is you have to discover it. You have to do the internal work to know what this is. That's why I said, be cautious of mishaps disguised as sneaky distractions. So I, you know, at the Rise with Diana community, I love to give you books to anchor the things that I'm talking about. So the book that I love that talks about this is called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Anyone ever read it? On the cover is a fishbowl, and a fish is trying to jump outside of the fishbowl, right? To the next fishbowl. And everything in between can be those distractions. And what Gay likes to talk about is the fact that we sometimes have what's called hidden barriers. And these hidden barriers can be a distraction. The problem with these hidden barriers, they're hidden, meaning that they're subconscious. And because we're not aware of these subconscious hidden barriers, they can cause a big distraction. So I want to spend a little bit of time with you going through, what do we do when these mishaps happen? What do we do? I mean, it's not that you can avoid them, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm still going to take care of my mama, and you still are going to take care of those non-negotiables. The key is how do we approach it? So the first thing that I would love for you to do, I'm going to give you, you know, I like three, so I'm going to give you three things to think about as you're going through and deciding how to deal with this hidden barrier, how to deal with some of these distractions and not have them take you fully away from the goal that you've set for yourself. You know, some of you are sitting on this thought, I need to go have a conversation with my boss about my pay. Or I need to have a conversation with my team about the way that they've been treating me. Or I need to have a conversation with a coworker who's causing a hostile work environment, and a distraction comes. I'll do it another time. No, I want you to do this internal assessment so that it can help you understand how to get to the other side and to win in the goal that you set for yourself. Okay, so here we go. Number one, name the sneaky distraction. Okay, name it. See it. And then what I want you to do is carve out 30 minutes. Maybe today, maybe over the weekend, and think about your past 2 years. I want you to write down the mishaps that have been disguised as sneaky distractions. I want you to see the patterns, you see, because you can't face what you can't see or what you're unwilling to see. You see? It's definitely something that we have to explore, okay? So number one, name it. Name the sneaky distraction and see the patterns, okay? Number two, create daily discipline practices to help you see the distractions. Like, here she comes again with these daily discipline practices. Yes. It is a part of how we do our greatest work. So, number one says, carve out 30 minutes. Number two says, make it a practice, right? Why not do this every day? Make the 30 minutes a daily habit. Practice setting aside 30 minutes daily to meditate, journal, speak positive affirmations, listen to positive messages, like the Rise with Diana podcast. Shameless plug. Maybe start with 10 minutes and work your way up, all right? And this is where I know I can be of service to you, because if you need help here, you're looking for a direction, this is where the Speak Up and Rise quiz comes in, right? Take the Speak Up and Rise quiz. See and where you're struggling here, because we talk about these daily discipline practices in the Speak Up and Rise quiz. And let's talk. Let's meet. Right? Actually, that's the third thing I'm going to tell you, is to take the Speak Up and Rise quiz, because this is going to help you assess your habits and implement small milestones to help you rise, stay focused, and do your greatest work. So here's what I want you to say with me, all right? Say this with me. I can't overcome what I'm not willing to see, right? You have to be willing to see the patterns, right? And for me, I have to share this with you, because I believe that when I pray and I ask God to help me, because sometimes I can't see what it is I need to see. And so I say things like, oh, God, search me. Help me see the things I cannot see. Bring it to my awareness, right? Use people to share this with me, right? Is this distraction something you want me to pay attention to something else, right? Because you have to be aware of your patterns. An unexamined life is not a life worth living. And at the Rise with Diana community, we want you to see it, create a plan of action, even for the distractions, and achieve what you set out to do. And by all means, take care of your mama, okay? And if your mama isn't here, just put a special thought out for your mama and think about all the beautiful things that your mom gave to you, okay? That's all I have for you today. This is a great, great podcast to be able to share with a friend who you know every year repeats the same thing about what they do, but does not get it done because they don't realize that these mishaps are disguised as sneaky distractions. All right. I hope you picked up what I laid down. If not, go back and listen to it again. And I just want to tell you, I believe that you can achieve whatever it is you set out to do. Thank you so much, sis. All right. We'll see you next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.